22. Bank of England.
Leave Bank Station on your left and cross Cornhill to the Triangular Island. At the tip of it is the statue of the Duke of Wellington, the Iron Duke, on a horse. And behind him are panels showing all the buildings around the area. You are now in the heart of the City of London, and in front of you is the majestic Royal Exchange. It was originally built in 1566 by Sir Thomas Gresham, but the present building dates from 1844. To the left, in Threadneedle Street, is the Bank of England, the central bank of the United Kingdom, which was established in 1694 to act as the English government's bankers. To this day, it still acts as the banker for the UK government. The bank's headquarters have been located in London's main financial district, the City of London, on Threadneedle Street since 1734. It is sometimes known as the Old Lady of Threadneedle Street, or just the Old Lady. Sir John Soane, whose house you may pass later on the walkway, was the architect and surveyor between 1788 and 1833. In 1828, he enclosed it in a windowless wall. Much of his work was demolished in the early 20th century. London's Stock Exchange was in a tower block near the Bank of England, but moved from there in 2004. You will pass the new building when you go to St Paul's Cathedral.
Return across Cornhill. Cross Lombardy Street and pass in front of Mansion House. From the time it was first occupied in 1752, Mansion House has been one of the grandest Georgian town palaces in London, and is recognised today as a building of great national importance. It survives, relatively unchanged, at the heart of the modern city of London and is still in everyday use as the residence of the Lord Mayor, who lives and works there during his term of office, using the house for many ceremonial occasions. Cross Queen Victoria Street to get to No. 1 Poultry, a large dark pink stone building on the corner of these two roads. There is an interpretive panel in front of it, facing towards the bank and Royal Exchange, as well as a gold pavement disc where the Queen unveiled the panel in celebration of her Golden Jubilee and a complete refurbishment of the Jubilee Walkway in 2002. All around this area there are wonderful city churches, rebuilt after the Great Fire in 1666, and many designed by Sir Christopher Wren. They're often open, so drop in and see them as you pass. Look out for their elaborate wedding cake spires. Go along Poultry, and just before it becomes Cheapside, turn right along King Street. Cross Gresham Street and go into Guildhall Yard. Guildhall is opposite, and Guildhall Art Gallery to the right.